V'yezkola kelim asher azniach ha-melech ochaz b'machusar b'moloi, that all the kelim that Ochaz used to worship Avodah Zorah, he went into the Beis Hamikdash and he used those kelim l'shem Avodah Zorah. So when Ochaz went in, it was still Hegdish. It was not a chilul in the Beis Hamikdash. So the kelim did not belong to him. The kelim was Hegdish's. And still it says the Pasuk, Hechinu v'gdashtu, when Chizkiyahu came, Biyom HaMah we learned, Hechinu means Shegonzum. He put those Mizbeach and he buried them. That since Ochaz used it for Shem Avodah Zorah, even though it didn't belong to him, but since he did a Meister with the Mizbeach, he brought Kabbalahs on top of it, he held, you can't use that Mizbeach anymore. And he was gone as the Mizbeach. V'gdashnu means Shegdashnu Acher Tachtayim. He brought other Mizbeachas, he brought another one instead of that place. So here's the proof. The question is, V'ein Adam Oyse Dov Hashem Shaloi, why did Yechizkiyahu HaMelech have to take the Mizbeach that Ochaz used L'shem Avodah Zorah and bury it? What do I care? Ochaz doesn't own the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach is Hegdish, it belongs to Hashem. See, even though he used it L'shem Avodah Zorah, the clause should be Ein Adam Oyse Dov Hashem Shaloi. Since it doesn't belong to you, you cannot put an Isra upon it. Ella must be the answer, Kivon Diyavid Bumaisa, since Ochaz brought Kabbonis on it. He used the Mizbech and did an action to the Mizbech, L'shem Avodah Zorah, Isus Allah Allahu. It becomes also L'gvoya, that this Mizbech cannot be used anymore for the for Hegdish. So they are understanding here also, Kivon Shasa Bumaisa Osra, that once a person does an action to somebody else's behemoth, even though he only shechs just one simon, but as long as you do an action to somebody else's behemoth, it actually becomes also ligvoya. Because the psul never. Hanamor says, Kiyosi Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came, Omar Rav Yechzer, the name of Rav Yechanan, that Afa Pi Sharmel, even though it was said, Hamishtacha Vela Karkoilam, if anybody, Jew or a guy, bows down to worship the ground, the Karkoilam, Lo Yosra, the ground does not become Osabano, Mechubar does not become Osab. The book says, Elohim, Al Hehorim, Velo Yehorim, not the mountain itself, the mountain, the ground itself, does not become Osabano. But what's going to be? Chofa Bo Boris, Sichro Morois, let's see, he goes and digs dishes there. In the mixed ground that he's worshipping, he also digs dishes there. And he makes caves there. Then Osra, then the ground becomes Osabano. Since he does a meister to it, then it becomes Osra. Rashi says, Osra af lehedyit, it even becomes Osra lehedyit. That since he's worshipping it now with an action through a meister, the meister makes it Osra bano. And Kiyosi, yeah, Kiyos weiter, Yosra, Kiyosi Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda, Om Rav Yechnan, af al pi shom, even though it was said, Hamishtach vela balichayim, lo yosron, if you worship a behemoth, the behemoth itself does not become osabano, not lehedyud at least. It's only never it's also for korban. It's also a gvoya. But for a private person, it's still mutabano. You're allowed to still use it. But also, chalipa lavoris kechovim osron. Let's say it became a chilup. That means, let's say a guy sold you his avoided zoran, and instead, he took an animal. Then the animal does become osabano. Chalipa avoided zoran is osa. Anytime you make an exchange, if you have the Avodah Zorah itself, you have this statue, and you make a Khalipin, you make an exchange, this, for something else, anything you exchange it for becomes Asa Bano. Even an animal, that's the Kiddush. Even a Balchai could also become Asa Bano because the Khalip the Avodah Zorah. Right, you know that. Yeah. Kiyosi, the Mor says, Kiyosi, Ravan, Ravan came on, he said, Pliki bo Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbonim. Really, some achleikas, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbonim. Chadama one says, Chalipin Asur. True. If you exchange an avoid the Zara itself for an animal, either a guy or a Jew exchanges it for an animal, so the Chalipe, avoid the Zara, becomes also Bano. What's going to be now if you exchange this animal for something else? If we exchange one animal for another animal. Chalipa, Chalipa Mutarim. They owe the second exchange, that becomes already Mutabano. Again, you exchange an animal, a dog, for an Avodah Zorah. And then you exchange this dog for a cat. Mm-hmm. So he owes the cat is Mutabano. But the Chadam one says no. Afilu Chalipa, Chalipa Nami Asurin. Even though you exchange now the dog for a cat, the cat also becomes Asabano. A second exchange still takes over the Yisra Avodah Zorah. So what's the machlokes here? My time with the man, the yom ha'chalipa chalipa nasurin. Why do you say even the second exchange also remains awesome? On makro, the pasuk says, v'yisa cherim kamo. It means anything that comes out on avodah zarah should be cherim, should be yosef bano. We dashin kol sha'ato mahaya mimenu. Anything that comes out from the avodah zarah, no matter how far down the road, hareyu kamo, it always remains like the avodah zarah itself, it's yosef bano. So this chalipin, this cat, is coming out from the avodah zarah. First you exchange a dog for a cat, and now the person exchanged the dog for a cat, so the cat is coming all the way back from the Avodah Zarah, it's also Asa Banu. Vidas, the one that says, Muta Omar Kroos, like this, the person says, no, who? It says, who, Veloi Chalipa Chalipin. But the Avodah Zarah says, V'yistachem Kamohu, it says the word who there in the Pasik, who means only one and not two. Vidas, who will be born in the Mute Orla Uklai Kerem, means comes to exclude Orla Uklai Kerem over there, there's no Din Chalipin. If you have Paris of Orla, the Rasa Bano, let's say you do an Aver and you exchange it for something. If you exchange the Paris of Orla for something else, the exchange does not become Asa Bano. And the same thing by Klai Kerem. It's only by Avoid Zara that the Chalipin is awesome, and not by Yadi Surin. Shemochron, the Kiddush B'demeyim HaKadeshis. If somebody takes Paris Orla and he sells them, and with the money he receives, he's Mekadesh his wife, the Kedushin is Chal, because the Chalipin, the money, is Mute Bano. That's what I do with the word v'hu. But really, Avodah Zarah itself is also even chalipa chalipin. V'yidach, orlo klai kerem, l'tzricha, I do not need a pasuk mutei. Te'evilu avodas kechavim u'shviyas, shnei k'suvim aboin k'yechad. There are two times in the Torah that chalipin is also. By Issa Shmita, shviyas perish shviyas, and Avodah Zarah. And therefore, v'chol shnei k'suvim aboin k'yechad, ein melandin. The Torah says something twice. It says that by Perish Shvius, if you had this apple that was grown on Shemitah, that was never, and the berry was done with it, so it's also. If you sell it, the money also becomes also. Or even Perish that are grown the Heta. If you take the money, if you sell the pre, the money of the pre also has Kedusha Shvius. So there's two halachas, by Shvius and by Avodah Zarah. So Klali, the Torah says it twice, why? If it means to learn out other places, only say it once. Now learn out for me all over. Since it says twice, the second time is to teach us only here and no place else. Yeah. Avodas kechavim hodem, like we just said, the pasuk of v'yis techerem kamoya, whatever comes out to him, it is also bano. Shviyis techsev ki yoyvili kodesh tiyolachem ma kodesh, just like hegdish. Toifis is domov, you could be paid the hegdish and the money becomes kodesh. Instead of the chayfetz, we also have shmiz. The same thing, the peiris that grow on Shemitah, toifes the sense of meho. If you sell the peiris, so the money has to do Shemitah. That's what the mice of Eretz Yisrael, when you buy the peiris, they usually, they don't pay directly. They, on Shemitah, you buy it on a, you put on credit, and you pay later. If you don't pay directly, then the money is not called chalipe shmiz. But if you pay directly, it's called the money, has an exchange for the peiris, it also has Kedusha Shvius on it. So Shvius, later. Put it down now on credit and you pay later. So this is the mail. The Asura. For the Mar'im, it's just like Hegdish. Tefas says, Dama of the Yotzel Chulen. By Hegdish, the Loch is, if you want to buy something from Hegdish, so you give money to Hegdish, then the Tefas becomes Chulen. You're allowed to use it. Maybe Yav Shvius, Tefas says, the mail. That if you pay money, so the pre becomes mutter, and the money becomes awesome. The Yotzel Chulen. Tamlem, it says, no, Tiyah. They have a Yosin Tei, that the pre itself that was grown on Shemitah, that always remains with Kedusha Shemitah. Haketz has to come out. Let's see, made an exchange. You have these apples that grew on Shemitah, and exchange it for meat. So, Lachar is Eilu V'Eilu Mizbarim B'Shriyas. Both have Kedusha Shriyas. Both the meat and the pre both have Kedusha, that you have to get rid of it at a certain time. What's going to be now? Lokach v'bosa dogim. With the meat now, you exchange and buy fish. So yotza bosa, the bosa becomes chulin, has no more kedusha. But nichnas dogim, the fish now have kedusha shviyas. The dogim yam, with the fish now, you exchange for wine. So yotza dogim nichnas yayin. The fish go out and wine comes in. The yayin shemen, now you buy oil, same thing. Yotza yayin v'nichnas shemen. Okay, so what's the klal by Shemitah? Achra nitvas b'shvius. The last thing that you made the exchange from the original pre-shvius remains also as kusha shvius. But a pri atzma yasa, two things. The original tree that grew on Shemitah, that always remains with the Gusha Shemiyat. And then the exchange, the last thing you exchange it for, that also remains also. Ve'iduch, but the manduka sovar, shneisu aboik yech malam miyos no. Even though the Torah says it twice, it says that by Shemitah and by Avodah Zarah, that the Chalipin is also, I will learn out all of the places, Malamdin. Therefore, who? Lematinu. You know why it says here, Cherim who? By Avodah Zarah, teach us that no, only by Avodah Zarah is the Chalipin also, but not by Orlo. Re'lechnami, by Avodah Zarah itself, we own the Chalipin is always also. It goes as far down, as long as this exchange came from Hegdish, came from Avodah Zarah, it remains also by no.
What do you say, the first thing always?
They asked the Shalte Chachomim in Rome. Emein Ritzoinikav Bavazachovim, if a Kodesh Baruch Hu does not desire, Avoy Dezori doesn't like it, Lo Meinem Avat, like a Kodesh Baruch himself doesn't take revenge, a Kodesh Baruch himself should come and break all the Avoy Dezoris. Some will end the Chom said back like this, Ilu Ludovar, Shein Tzorof Li'olam Bo, if they would worship just idols, things the world do not need, for you, oivdim. Another chain circle, oilum boy, for you, oivdim. If they only would worship idols, for you, mavatla, Kodesh Baruch will come down and break them all. True. But harayelu, oivdim, lechamelu, levoinu, lekakovim, lemazolus. The goyim worship the moon, the sun, the stars, the planets. If so, yoiva dailoma, mifnei hashaitim, shall Kodesh Baruch will come and destroy the world because of these fools. So Kodesh Baruch can't destroy the sun and the moon. Therefore, he leaves them alone. He doesn't destroy the Avodah Zarah. So he answers back that they have an answer, though. Amalehen, if so, him came, Yoi Vadova Shein Tzorof Li'olam Bo. Let Kodesh Baruch come down and destroy all the idols. If they worship just on an image, that has no use in the world. So Hashem should come down and destroy all the images, and V'yaniach Dova Shein Tzorof Li'olam Bo. But when they worship the sun and the moon, that he understand will leave alone. Or Maloy, no, he said, they said back, Af onu mazziki midei oivdeyim. If so, will be a proof to the people that worship the sun that he's the real Avodah Zarah. Shalelu. Shalelu, then those worshippers will say, Teidu, Sheinu Hus, I'll bring you proof that our God, the sun, is the real God. Shereheim lebotlu, because they're not destroyed. So Kodesh Baruch Hu cannot go and destroy some and leave all the sun, because if he leaves all the sun, the goyim will say, that's the real Avodah Zarah. And those he can't destroy, so therefore that's why Hashem does not destroy anything. Turn around, Sholo plus Vesatskanim. Remember, this guy asked the Chachomim in Rome, Imalakechem and Ritzayim about Chachomim, if Hashem does not like Avodah Zarah, if they magan ohat, how come he doesn't destroy them? Omelhemsh, E Ludlodav, Shein Olam, Sarach Loy, Lohoyu, Oivdim, Harayim of Atlai. They would just worship the images, Hashem would destroy them. But Harayim Oivdim, they worship Lechama, the sun, Levon, the moon, Chachom, the stars, Mazos, the planets. Yoivadel, they are Shaitim. Shall Hashem destroy the world because we shaitim them? No. El Arad, Oilam, Kiminik, Loy, the world goes the way it goes. Veshaitim, Shakoklo, Asit, Lidim, Methodin. There'll come a time in Gehenim when Hashem will pay them back. So I've read another pshat, yes, like this. Hareisha goes out so sochitim. What's to me if somebody steals some wheat? Volach, and he steals some wheat, and he goes with Zorbekak, and he plants it now. So really, Dino, really the way Hashem should act is, Shle Tatsmiach. These seeds should not grow. Since they're stolen goods, they should not grow. El Arazel Oilam Kiminig Noig. The world goes the way it goes. Volach, Vishaitim Shekukulu, Asidim Lidin Esadin. Hashem does not change the normal route of the world. If they do Averias, they'll get punished later. The Rech, another thought is like this. If somebody has nus with somebody else's wife, so really, dinu shlete saber. Really, Hashem should make it, she should not become pregnant from that via. It's an Avera. Ela, Hashem lets it go. Ela, oilom, kiminig noig. Hashem lets the world go normally. That's all part of the Bechira that we have in this world, that we have to be a Chokham to see what Emes is. But these fools that do the Averis, they'll get the punishment later. And behind the Yom Roshim and Lakish, Omer Kodesh Baruch Hu, Laidai in Lushem, not only these wicked people, Shoysim Selishli Pumbami, that they make my cell into a false, that they're Mezana, with an Ashes with somebody else's wife, they do Averis, and Lashematrich and Moisi, they force me, they bother me, Umachtim and Moisi Bakochi, that I have to sign it
Valkorchi, like we just said, meaning if a person lives with somebody else's wife, she may become pregnant that way. And like the person forces Hashem to make her pregnant to have the vlad, because Hashem does not change the normal root of the world. There's Bechira, we have to see what the emet is ourselves. But that's the minig of Hashem. He does not change the minig oilam, oilam kimin hoganoi. But the people that do their errors, they'll get punished later. Shoyel pluchis achas or gamliel. Kostab Saras Matura says, Ki Hashem lo kech eish oichlo. Hashem is burning with fire, el kanai, that he's jealous of avodah zarah. Mifnei ma miskana v'yavdeho, v'yein miskana bo. How come Hashem is only angry at the people that worship the avodah zarah, and not at the avodah zarah itself? Why doesn't Hashem come and burn up the avodah zarah itself? Omer l'chom said back, I'll give you an example. Lamelech Bosu Adam, Shoyel Benecha, the king had a son. The Yosef Ben, this son, who Megadol Loi as a Kelev, brought up a dog. Ve'elolai Shem Al Shem Ovid, he called the dog King George. That's what he called the dog. Ukeshonishpo, when he had a swear, I'm a Bechai Kelev Abba, I swear on the dog King George. Kishisham Melech, when the king heard about this, Al Miu Koyas, who does the king get angry at? Al Aben on his son, who Koyas, Ayala Kelev, does he get angry at the dog? Who Koyas? Have you ever for sure you can tell me Allah benefits? He gets angry at the son. So here also, that Hashem gets angry at the people that worship the Avodah Zarah. They are people, and not at the Avodah Zarah itself, that's a dog. So the guy said, Kelavatakuri, you calling my Avodah Zarah a dog? The Avodah Zarah has power. He does things. How can you call him a dog? How do you know? What's the proof he does anything you have for the Zaro? Once a fire came in the city, this is called the Akul, the whole city was burnt down. And this one church was not burnt down. You see, Maya for the Zaro means something. Alright, so let's go.
You hold Nundalam base. No, the Shalom, like it says in the Mishnah, we're on the Gemara a little bit for the first the big line. But the Shalom, the Gemara, the Mishnah was again that the Zekainim asked the Zekainim in Roin, like if Hashem does not like the Avodah Zarah, so how come Hashem himself doesn't destroy all the Avodah Zarah? So the answer was that the Goyim worship the sun, the moon, and these things Hashem can't destroy. Just because of the Shaitim Shabbalim, Hashem doesn't destroy them. But rather the Klal is that Olam Kemenig Noig, the Shaitim Shokokolo, Asidim Litanesadim, they'll get punished later on. So we'll start from the beginning of the first big line again. Whereas the Bahainu, the Yomer Ashlaki, Shamakarish Bochu, Loidain Lerishoim, isn't enough for Rishoim, Shoisin Sela Shali Fumbi, that they make my Sela false, Elishem Atrich Noisi, Machtim Noisi Bakorchi, that they force me even to be Chaisim to make a seal, to create new things. Like the Gemara's case is, if a man's mizana was nashis ish, he lived with somebody else's wife. So really, she should not become pregnant. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts to minig olam, that a mole should become pregnant, that's called they force Hashem to be chasim to make something that he wouldn't want. Now, sholu pelusvis af echod, one guy, es Hashem gamuyel. Listen, ksir b'sorasim, it says in Yot Torah, ki Hashem olakech eish oichla. Hashem is like fiery. Who? El Kanai, that Hashem is very jealous upon any avodah zarah. So the question is, yes, if neima miskane biyavdeho v'yein miskane bo, how come Hashem is only angry upon the people that worship the avodah zarah, and Hashem is not angry at the avodah zarah itself? Mashma eish oichla, Hashem will kill the people that worship the avodah zarah. So maloi, so Gamliel answered back like this: Em shulachol moshulamad avodah. I'll give you an example. The Melech boss of Adam, Shoyle ben Echad, he had one son. The Yosei Ben, who you Megadol Loi as a Kelev, he brought up a dog in the house. And the Heloloi Shem Al Shem Oviv, he called the dog, King George. That's what he called the name of the dog. Ugrishonishpo, when the son had to swear, I'm a Bechaye Kelev Abba, I swear in the name of George, my father, the dog. Because Yeshama Melech, when the king heard about this, Ami Ukayas, who did the king get angry at? Avha Ben Ukayas? Is he angry at the son? Or is he angry at the dog? You tell me, Allah Ben Ukayas, the father is angry upon the son. Like the son has seichel as das, he should not do this. He should not call his name on the dog. So, Omaloi, so this plus for seichel, this grace about the Gamliel, Kelevat, Kareyoisa, like you call him my avodah zara dog, is that nice? V'aloi yesh po mamish, listen, my avodah zara could do things, it could harm you. Don't call him a dog. Omaloi, so the meal said back is goy. Omaroyis, what's your proof that the avodah zara could do anything? Who said he has any power at all? So Omaloi, the guy said, listen, Pamachas, it once happened that north flood the lake of Irenu. There was an attack, a fire came upon the city. Vinistrafa called the Akula, and the whole city was burnt down. Vyoisa Bayis, Ovedas, Kechovim, Lenistrafa. And this church, this house, was not burnt down. So you see, it asked power, it could stop fire. Omlas, and Gamil sent back to him, listen. Em Shalacho, Moshalama Davidoima. Let me give you an example to what this is like. Lemelech Bosav Adam, is like a king. Shesor Cholov Medina. That the Medina, the people, rebelled or did Averis, did Chatzorim, did things bad against him. So, Kishuayshu Mechama, when the king now goes to kill them out, to have war against them, Yemachayim Hu Oyser, or Yemamesim Hu Oyser, who does he fight? Does he fight the live people, the people that acted wicked, or does he fight the dead people? Have Yem, you'll tell me for sure, Yemachayim Hu Oyser, the king only fights against the live people. Those are the people that did wicked things. But against the Mesim, what does the king care? See, also Hashem doesn't care about the Avodah Zarah. They're dead people anyway. And you only care about the people that worship them, that do Chatoim. So Omalai, the guy got angry again. Omalai, kill about the Kureyoisoi. Mesat, the Kureyoisoi, what's going on here? You call my Avodah Zarah like all these good names. You call him a Kelev, you call him a dog. You call him all these names. In Cain, if so, Yavdenu min el, meant the first question, if so, why doesn't Hashem destroy all the Avodah Zarahs? If it's really like you're saying, that they're like nothing, they're like a dog, and like a kelev, and then like a mason, so why doesn't Hashem destroy them? Oh, my Lord, so the answer is like in the Mishnah. If they would only worship to idols, things the world does not need, Harehim Avatla, true. The way his speech just he said, spoke to him, that then Hashem would have destroyed them. But for the goyim worship the sun, the moon, the stars, or the mazolas, the planets, or the afikim, Rashi says that's moitzoy mayim, they worship wells, or the geyas and valleys, is yoivid or high things, yoivad oilom, oilomloi, mifnei shaitim, she Hashem destroyed the world because of the shaitim, Hashem lets the world go. And the shaitim don't get the punishment for it. Right, the Mishka asked your question. If so, let Hashem just destroy the other ones and not the Chama. So the end of the Mishka says, Im Kain you'll be Machzikim Adei Avdeim. Then the people that worship the sun will think that's the real God. They'll say, listen, Hashem destroys all the other gods are destroyed. Only our God stays over, so you'll be Mechazik the people that worship the sun. Therefore, Hashem does not destroy these Avodah Zarahs. But this is what the wrong will answer the goy. This could be a goyish teretz. But the real teretz of Chur is that there's a bechira. Hashem doesn't destroy these things in this world. That's bechira. Person has the choice. It's up to you to do good or to do bad. Now, you yourself have to be boicha to do taif. But Hashem himself doesn't destroy all the ra. That's our bechira. That's our choice we have in this world. But the Bechenu, the Pasuk also says, that Osaf,